The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community since 1894. My co-host, Brenda Geisinger, is on assignment this week. So joining me today is Terry Dooley, the Executive Vice President of Development for Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, and her associate, Mary Pickens. How you guys living?
Oh, it's a great day today. It's beautiful. Don't you love this time of year? Sunshine, cool nights.
It's perfect, I'll tell you.
Absolutely perfect.
How are you doing? Mary, you're good today?
I'm fabulous today. I'm so excited. We're 2 weeks out from our event, and it's just an exciting time.
I can feel your energy and everything. You guys do a great job every year. And here we go with tailgating for our kids is the topic we're going to talk about today. You know, we're dedicating 2023 to families and the stress they are facing daily. We have our own family at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. The average length of stay for one of our children is 7 months. Some stay longer, others less. Each year, Boys and Girls Home and Family Services hosts Tailgating for Our Kids. This event helps to support the unfunded and underfunded needs of our children. Terry, would you please give us a history of Tailgating for Our Kids?
Well, you know, we started this event way back, like 22, 23 years ago. And we started by having kind of a different theme every single year. And then we had two brilliant board members who came up with the idea to be able to do a tailgating piece that you could wear blue jeans, you could talk about your favorite team to other people that are coming to the event. So we've been doing the tailgating event with a lot of success for 6 or 7 years for sure. It is really a fun event, and we're really excited about what we're going to be able to do this year.
And I think people love that they don't have to get dressed up. I think it's just you're going to get an amazing meal and be treated as though you're, you know, at a fancy gala without having to get dressed up. You can come comfortably dressed and support your favorite team.
It's going to be a fun time. Always has been a fun time. And you're right, we finally settled on a theme. We had other things we were talking about in the past every year. But tailgating seems to have found a home. It's a fun deal. Now, what number is this, Terry?
What number on tailgating?
How many of these?
The tailgating, it's got to be at least 7 years that we've been doing the tailgating. We kind of stuck with a good one here.
What a good
theme. And, you know, it's a lot of fun because everybody comes dressed with their favorite team. And, you know, those of us that are Iowa or Iowa State fans or Nebraska fans, oh, boy, do we have some competitiveness that night. Sometimes if my team loses, I kind of feel badly. But, you know, you always have to represent when you go to the event.
Well, do we get more Nebraska fans or more Iowa fans at this deal, huh? What can you tell?
It would be hard to call. Now, I'll be a neutral party and say it would be hard to call. And the Iowa State contingent is, like, really coming up.
They sure are. Well, and I have to say, you know, one of the things that's such a blessing when you come to this event, you look around with the crowd of people, usually 350, someplace in that range, come to our event. They're all there for a good purpose, and that purpose is to raise money for kids and families that are getting help at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. And we really do depend upon this event raising money for the things that we don't get funded for, because we want to make sure that our kids are living the best life that they can when they're with us.
That they're thriving.
Right.
I love the word thriving. I like to use that more. I'm Art Silva along with Terry Dooley and Mary Pickens from Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, and you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. Let's continue our discussion on tailgating for our kids. So, okay, here we go again. Give me some details on this event, like the who, what, how, where, and when.
Well, the most important detail is how do you buy your tickets?
So, get you through the door.
I got to give you that one.
I love you, Mary. I love you so much.
So you can go to, we have actually a dedicated website for our event. It's one.bidpal.net/tailgating, Or you can go to our website, boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, and click on the link. You can also call me at 712-293-4919, and we'll get you set up. But we want to have you there. So that's probably the most important thing, other than it's October 13th. So that's going to be the luckiest Friday the 13th for our kids ever. And it's going to start at 5. We're going to have cocktails and upscale tailgating food out on the lawn with a band. And we've got some other surprises coming along in this year to make it an even luckier day. And then we'll go on into the dinner at 7 o'clock. And have a wonderful presentation and learn a little bit more about mental health.
And who doesn't want to be on the river at the Marriott over in South Sioux City? Who doesn't want to be there?
It's gorgeous.
That's right.
Well, you know, what makes these things possible is the tremendous support that we get from sponsors. So, and some of these sponsors have been with us for a long time. So, Terry, Mary, you want to share a list of sponsors that we like to recognize?
Well, let's start with our honorary chair, which is KCAU, because KCAU has come alongside of us year after year and to make sure that we're getting the message out about mental health in our community, and they support us unwaveringly.
And when you talk about John Curry, and when you talk about our really good friend Tim Seaman, I mean, Tim is going to be our MC this year, so that's going to be really exciting.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Tim brings with him his passion for what we do over at Boys and Girls Home. Tim has always been, like you said, a friend. And John Curry, yeah, if you don't know, John's the general manager of KCAU, and they wholeheartedly support this event, as well as they do a lot of other community events. So we're lucky to have them this year. So, who other sponsors do we have? Who have been with us for a while?
Boy, we're sitting in one of the places, right? We're sitting right here with the Denny Bullock and the Justin Barker team here at Powell Broadcasting. They've been with us since the very beginning as well, always there to help us. We also have long-standing support from Tyson, which has been absolutely wonderful. Chesterman Company, always there for us. Our auctioneers, when you talk about Randy Stabe and Clint Voss, who doesn't love them? They've helped us raise thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars through the years. We also have AJ Gallagher that's always with us. Gunderson's provides one of the most incredible jewelry items for our auction, and it's in remembrance now of Ginny Peterson. So we love their support with us as well. And then, of course, the Sioux City Journal has always been there too. So we've got a good group.
Oh, the old village. It takes a village, and we really appreciate all the help and support this year and over the years. We couldn't do it without them. And Mary, I want everybody out there when we go to our break in a little bit to go and get a pencil and paper, because we're going to be using this address and phone number a lot. So Mary, do you want to give the address they can go for tickets again?
I sure would. It's one.bidpal.net/tailgating. Or you can go to boysandgirlshomeiowa.org.
It's going to be a great time, and let me just offer a couple of suggestions. You can buy a table. You can buy an individual ticket. If you're in a company, it's great to come as a group and a lot of fun. We've had new people join us every year. I always like to refer to the railroad workers who join us. They're a fun time. The auction's fun. We have a great social hour, like Mary said, out in the lawn. This is one great event, and you come casual. Come in your favorite team sportswear. But get it during our break. I'd like you to have you go out and get a piece of paper and a pencil and write down some very important information that we're going to share with you in the second half of our show. So tailgating for our kids coming up. It's always a great time. To go there, you know, Mary, and you've done a great job of putting a collage together of all of our attendees over the past years. We just run that through the whole show.
We do, and it's so much fun to see all of the support we've had throughout the years.
It's amazing. And then, you know, obviously some of them aren't with us anymore, but that still brings a warm glow because everybody and everything that they have done has helped us continue to support the mental wellness of children and families in this neighborhood. We're part of a team. It's not just Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. We're part of a service that Siouxland benefits from because, you know, we've had on the show Hotline Counseling. We've had Catholic Charities come on the show. We've had a bunch of nonprofits come on. And I encourage you, if you're out there listening and you're a nonprofit, you'd like to get your message across, give Mary a call at
712-293-4919. And together, we change lives.
I love it. There you go. I'll tell you. So listen, we're coming up on our break right now. So please go get a piece of paper and pencil and continue your morning chill. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ.
You know, Tim, luck is believing you're lucky.
You're exactly right, Art. And you can help make the children at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services the luckiest kids around by attending the annual Tailgating for Our Kids event.
Join us on Friday, October 13th at the Marriott Riverfront in South Sioux City for music, games, appetizers, dinner and dessert, great auction items, and more.
So, you feeling lucky, Art?
I feel lucky today.
Join us for a fun-filled evening and bring luck to the children at Boys and Girls Home. Proudly sponsored by KCAU.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Terry Julie and Mary Pickens from Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, and we'll continue our discussion on the upcoming Tailgating for Our Kids event. Okay, ladies, let's give one more recap. It's at the
South Sioux City Marriott Riverfront.
I got that right.
On Friday, October 13th.
It's Friday the 13th.
The luckiest Friday the 13th ever.
Oh, we got some surprises for folks.
We're going to start off with cocktails on the lawn at 5 with upscale tailgating food and live music and our silent auction. And then we'll have our program and dinner at 7, and our dinner is incredible. Incredible dinner with a beef tenderloin filet with clarified shallot butter, butter seared carrot, beer braised spinach Rockefeller, and mashed potato cupcake with Worcestershire.
Are you making
butter.
A face, Art?
Oh man, I'm just trying to hide the drool. That's all.
And our salad is like
beautiful,
kind of surprising and beautiful.
It's artistic. It is definitely artistic. So. And you know, one of the really rewarding things that all of us who have been at the agency have been able to experience is having someone who has used our services come back to us as an adult and share a story. And I have to tell you that that's, for all of us, a motivator, especially this year, because we do have a young man who has said that he's going to step forward and he's going to talk about his time here. He's a very successful individual in our community, and we're excited to have him help us tell the story.
Well, you know, this helps. This is something that we started, this campaign. Our first campaign was Stomp Out the Stigma. It was a successful campaign. It built the Family Services Building. But the essence was Stomp Out the Stigma. And I think that we have made strides, tremendous improvement. More people are talking about mental health, and it's okay. So this is just another example of people coming forward saying, listen, I want to share my story with you. And hopefully you pick up something that might help you. But taking that first step is so important. So, Terry, we are excited. We want to hear the story, hear the journey. And he's not alone. We have a lot of other people out there that are starting to come forward now. You know, because of HIPAA laws and privacy, we usually can't follow people. People say, why don't you go get somebody again? We can't do that unless they want to do it. And this is what makes this so meaningful, is this individual wants to do it. So, highlight. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I wish I had a drum roll for you out there, but here we go. Here goes our auction items. And Mary, you want to kick us off?
I'd love to. We've got, this is kind of my favorite, is the Notre Dame versus Wake Forest game. So the Fighting Irish and taking on the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. And we've got 2 tickets to the football game. And we've got housing is available as well, a voucher for housing.
That's a bonus.
Yep. So $500 towards a hotel room. So that'll be November 18th. So it'll be pretty soon after our event, but you can get those tickets at our event, and you can go and view this and bid online and buy your tickets at one.bidpal.net/tailgating.
Okay. You got that out there. That's one of the options. Terry, you want to take auction number 2?
Well, and I have to talk about my Hawkeyes, right? So we've got football tickets, 4 of them, for the Iowa-Illinois game that's coming up in November. And we also have an overnight stay for 4 people at the Hyatt Regency. We have a parking pass. Man, I think that's like gold.
That's big time.
That's big time gold. So we're really excited about being able to offer that this year. We've got great tickets. They're in a great spot, too. So for you Hawkeye fans, let's get in there and support those Hawkeyes. We also have some golf for those of you that are golfers out there. Art, I know you're a golfer. So. Yeah. We've got, he says half-heartedly.
My back isn't, but I am.
So we've got a golf course that many of you that are really good golfers know about, Sutton Bay, which is in South Dakota.
That's
golf for four. It's a private club, so it's difficult to get in there.
That's huge.
It's 2 days of golf.
It's 2 days of golf for four, and you have a place to stay again. So I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
That's huge.
And our friends at Knife River did some work behind the scenes to get us also four people doing golf at the Prairie Club, which is really exciting, with an overnight stay there as well. I've never been a golfer, so I have to listen to what other people say. Apparently, this is one of the best golf courses in the country. So that's an exciting piece to be able to have. We also have Good Morning America tickets. Who doesn't want to go to see Good Morning America? You can sit in the green room. Who do you want to have sitting in the green room with you if you're there, Art?
Oh, Denzel Washington.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
I'd like to talk to him about, you know, some movies. He's been such a range of movies he's been in. I got so many favorites.
We've got the same thing with Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh,
so
green room?
You can go in the green room again. So I don't know. I think, could I be with Oprah Winfrey, maybe?
Oh, wow. No,
you would love 5 minutes with
I
Oprah.
Would love 5 minutes with Oprah Winfrey.
I'm sorry, Terry. You gotta put up with him. And
oh, sacrifice. I could sacrifice.
You can take one for the team, huh?
So one of my other favorites, though, is the Gundersons, the Jenny Peterson
every
pick.
Year.
Every year they pick something that Jenny would have loved. And I think that just adds that personal touch to our event, because Jenny loved us so much.
And if I wanted to get that, what could I do to look
you
at this?
You can go to one.bidpal.net/tailgating or give me a call at 712-293-4919 to get your tickets, to view items, and to bid on the silent items. But we'll take proxy bids. If you aren't able to come and one of these is exciting you, one of these auction items, give us a call at 712-293-4919 and we can set up a proxy bid for you.
Okay, Terry, pop quiz. What's that address again?
Mary.
one.bidpal.net/tailgating, or you can go to boysandgirlshomeiowa.org.
Okay, we're going to give you Terry Dooley's home phone number, cell phone number. She just flunked the pop quiz, so we got to call her at home and get all the details.
I would tell everybody, you know, the computer and all of that stuff is probably not one of my highlights.
I gotcha.
Well, Mary does a great job of keeping us all well informed and right on schedule. So, man, I know it's going to go great.
We also have baskets that are donated back to the kids. So it's a wonderful way to help with art supplies, with games and puzzles. You know, we put together things our kids need throughout the year, and people can bid on those and then donate them back. And that helps us bring some joy and levity to these children when they're struggling with some of the trauma that they've.
You know, I have to share this with our listening audience, because this has been fascinating, just watching these children. Our children went and baked thank you cookies for some of the things that our board has done. And yesterday we were able to do it. We have four boards. We were able to present those cookies. But in making the cookies, you know, we also learned that the kids learn math skills, because they intentionally cut the recipes in half. What would you do if you want to do this? So the kids really enjoy this. And I have to go to my cookie monster here. Terry, were the cookies good?
Oh, they were really good. And I'm a good judge of cookies.
Yeah, you are. So, I mean, it's just something that we're doing with our kids. One of these little things, that the joy that comes from seeing a little exercise like that. And there's a whole story behind this young man that led this deal. He's only like 7 or 8 years old. Great story. And these are the stories that we share with a lot of people at the event on how our kids are doing and what's going on with children in our community. We just had a great care study that came out that really highlighted a lot of need in the community. And we have United Way coming out at the end of the month with their program launch. So we need this village, and it's an important time. And you can help us by calling or emailing us at
712-293-4919. Or one.bidpal.net/tailgating or boysandgirlshomeiowa.org.
That sounds great. Thanks, Mary. Well, you know, we're coming up on the end of our show. And every week we like to end our show with a joke. Humor is the best medicine for the soul. So let's stay in the theme of football.
Okay.
Now, I think the biggest joke out there this week, and I'll just put it right on the table, is Bill Belichick was asked about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
And
Belichick's response was typical Belichick: that'll be Kelce's best catch ever. So, but let me give you the real joke. Oh, here's a coach. pulls up to the stadium. He says, "We have so many players on the disabled list that the team's bus should be parking in the handicap parking area. So I hope your team's not on that bus. I hope you have a great week this week. I hope all the Iowa and Iowa State fans call us at or email us at
1.bidpel.net/tailgating 712-293-4919. And we hope to see you there on Friday.
Oh, yeah. It's a fun night. Out and along with a cocktail and a band and just the last hurrah. So come on out and get lucky. You might get lucky that night. We're hoping our kids get lucky that night by you being there. So we really appreciate it. Terry, Mary, thank you. And I want to thank our listening audience. When things aren't going well, is glad to be here and support and give a shout out for Steve Montgomery and his 500th career win as manager of the Sioux City Explorers. We look forward to seeing Mongo and Bobby Post back on the championship trail in 2024. Don't forget to visit the Stuffed Mystique, located at the former Indian Hills Shopping Plaza, the new home of the Jeannie Peterson Behavioral Health Campus. Boys and Girls Home and Family Services is hiring teachers and therapists, so call our HR manager at 293-4700. When things aren't going well, we return next Saturday AM right here on 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ. Your homework, be kind to your mind. Have a great week.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.